This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. The number of unauthorized immigrants in the U.S. is on the decline. That's according to the Pew Research Center. For years, the figure that reporters, academics, and politicians have used to try to quantify the unauthorized immigrant population has been 12 million, give or take. Well, now it's dropped to 10.7 million, give or take. So, why is this number apparently falling, and what's going on in Texas? Well, Mark Hugo Lopez is the Director of Global Migration and Demography at Washington's Pew Research Center. Mr. Lopez, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Yeah, thank you.
So, first of all, where do these numbers come from? I've always been sort of in the dark about that.
So, this is an estimate. I think it's important to know that it's not a direct population count. But what we do is we take a look at Census Bureau data from the United States, data from Mexico as well, and we take a look at all those people who are born in another country. For those folks, who can we say are in the country legally? Those who we can't say that for are likely in the country without authorization. That's how we generate our estimate, is by looking at those who we can't explain as being in the country legally. But that number, 12 million or so, comes from 2007. So right before the Great Recession, this population reached a peak of 12.2 million by our estimate. Since then, it's declined by about 1.5 million people. The decline is largely due to a Mexican decline. Generally speaking, this trend has been ongoing for over a decade now.
Of course, it's not just Mexicans, right? We have unauthorized immigrants from places like Canada and Europe and South America, too.
That's correct. In fact, one of the largest groups of new unauthorized immigrants are people who overstay a visa. Many of those may be from India, for example, or as you noted, from Canada, Ireland, could be Russia. So unauthorized immigrants come from everywhere, but about half of that 10.7 million today are from Mexico.
What about reverse migration? Possible?
Yes. In fact, we estimate that there's actually more Mexicans returning to Mexico today than was the case a few years ago, and that actually exceeds the number who are coming to the U.S., particularly in the case of Texas, and this is really true. There's been a long history of cross-border migration of people coming for a few years, going back for a few years. There's oftentimes been this interaction between Mexico and Texas.
Well, now you mentioned Texas there, so let's dig in a little deeper if we can. What cities are home to the most unauthorized immigrants, and what is Texas's role in that mix?
Of course, Los Angeles has a large number, and that's in California. But Dallas and Houston also have large numbers of unauthorized immigrants, as does South Texas along the U.S.-Mexico border, Brownsville, McAllen, et cetera. Overall, Texas has about 1.6 million unauthorized immigrants. That makes up about 10% of the nation's total number of unauthorized immigrants. But interestingly, Texas has one of the highest shares. Only Nevada has a higher share at almost 10%.
Only Nevada has a higher share. What accounts for that?
Well, Nevada in the last 20 years or so has seen a lot of growth in the Las Vegas area and Clark County. And that's housing and construction has long been one of the sectors of the economy that's attracted unauthorized immigrants.
Dr. Lopez, I bet you've been following that controversy over the question on the census.
Yes.
How would that affect your ability to calculate these numbers, or does it at all?
Well, it depends. It remains to be seen. It's important to note, by the way, that in the 1950s, the citizenship question was on the 1950 census. It was not on the 1960, 70, 80, 90, 2000, 2010 censuses. So it's not unusual to have it on the census, although in living memory, it's been a long time since it's been on the census form. It remains to be seen what impact that might have on people participating, but many are concerned that you might see unauthorized immigrants particularly choose not to participate in the census, and that could lead to an undercount, which could have an impact on our estimate because we rely on Census Bureau data.
Well, I want to make sure that we have a sense of just how hard these numbers are. Right now, you mentioned that 10.7 million figure. What's the plus or minus on that? Is it statistically significant, too?
Well, it is statistically different from zero, but the range that we have is about a plus or minus 200,000. So it's anywhere between, say, 10.5 at the low end to maybe 10.9 at the high end. But we've been getting better at estimating this because we have better data available, bigger sample sizes. So that's really not that big of a margin. It's somewhere around 10.5 million or so.
Very interesting. Mark Hugo Lopez is with the Pew Research Center. He's based in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much for talking with us about the shrinking of the unauthorized population.
Thank you very much.